Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And everywhere I am, I see bright, sparkling faces of children just getting ready to pop off into sleep. And as I sit there and I tell them the stories that I have had on my visit all around the world, the children lay back there incredulous. They say, "How do you travel all over the world?" And I say, "It's easy. I do it with my thought." "Well, how do you do it with your thought? Can I do it too?" "Sure you can." "Well, let's do it then." "Oh, you want to travel with me in thought around the world?" "Yes, yes, yes." And Mickey was so eager to travel around the world in thought. And so I said, "All right, come on." And I didn't know that Mickey was just visiting at her grandma's house, but she was just visiting. And so we heard noise from the other room, and the noise was... And I said, "Mickey, what is that noise?" And she says, "Oh, that's my brother." And I said, "Well, do you think he'd like to go along too?" And she says, "Oh, yes, I think he would." And so, "Martino!" And so, Martino, "Huh? Yeah, what? I was sleeping. What do you want? What do you want?" "Well, you're not supposed to go to sleep until the Sandman puts pixie dust on you. Shame on you. So, come here." So, Martino comes in, dragging, half asleep yet, thinking to himself, why, what's all this about?" And then he sees Mr. Candle sitting on the candlestick and on the bedside table by Mickey there, and he says, "Mickey, what is that sitting by you there?" And she says, "Well, that's Mr. Candle." "Oh, come on now. I've heard about that, but I've never seen him." "Well, you never seen me, huh, Martino? You never seen me. You don't know who Mr. Candle is, huh? Well, I tell you, you can have some wonderful times if you get around Mr. Candle." So Mickey says, "Martino, he's going to take us on a thought journey around the world, visiting children everywhere. You want to come?" "Well, of course. Of course I want to come. I'm always ready for something special." So Mickey and Martino sat next to Mr. Candle. And Mr. Candle says, "All right, now close your eyes." So they close their eyes. And Mr. Candle says, "Now, here we are at the North Pole." "Well, who wants to be at the North Pole? It's freezing up there." "Well, not for you or me, because we carry our warmth with us. We are untouched by temperature. We could dive into the North Pole, into the ice and down into the water and not even be cold. You want to do that?" "Not really." The reality of what we're used to, it sticks with us so well and so strongly. "Well, okay, come on, guys. Let's go look around the North Pole." "But there's nothing there. It's just ice and water and stuff." "Oh, you think so? Okay, come on. Come with me." And, of course, they're coming with me because they can't do otherwise, because we're a thought together. And I said, "Martino, what do you see here? Hey, what do you see here?" Martino looks around. He says, "I don't see anything." "I mean, you don't see the horn of the unicorn?" And he says, "No, I don't even see the unicorn, much less the horn." And, "Mickey, do you see the horn of the unicorn?" Mickey says, "No." And I said, "Okay, what do you see?" And they looked around, and they looked around, and they said, "Nothing, just ice and snow and water and stuff. It's not very charming. Are you cold? No. Are you warm? No. Are you unhappy with the weather in any way? No. Are you frightened? No. Well, what do you see? Now, let's just sit down for a minute, mentally. We sit down for a minute and say, what would I like to see at the North Pole? What would I like to see at the North Pole? Just something natural at the North Pole." So, Martino says, "Well, we were at SeaWorld, And I didn't see any polar bears, but I think a polar bear would be natural at the North Pole. Wouldn't a polar bear be natural at the North Pole? Yeah. So, okay, Martino, you close your eyes and tell me how many polar bears you see right now. Well, when he closed his eyes, he saw a dozen polar bears and six little cubs, because it was a cubbing season. And so then he opened his eyes, and there they were. There they were, all over the ice. He saw these polar bears. And he says to me, Mr. Candle, can I go and touch them? And I said, sure, you created them, you can touch them. I created, that's right. Yeah. So Martino gently walks over to the polar bears, and he touches one of the littlest ones. Mm-hmm. And one of the littlest polar bears looks up at him and growl, growl. He sees him. The polar bear is a thought in his mind, but the polar bear sees him. And what do you say to the polar bear? You say, hi, guy, and you pet him. Now, do you pick the polar bear up in your arms? He's pretty big, even for a little guy. And Martina says, yes, I'm strong. And so he picks him up and cuddles him, and the polar bear licks him in the face and licks him on the ears and licks him on the hair. And Martino says, nice little guy. Mr. Candle, can I keep him? And I said, yes, you can. And so guess what Mickey did? Mickey says, I want to talk to a mama polar bear. So Mickey walks over to the group of polar bears, and she stands there, and Mickey's like this, you know. She's just her 5'3", and then the polar bear is 8'9". And Mickey looks up and says, hi, Mama Polar Bear, would you mind laying down so I could talk to you? And the Mama Polar Bear says, I'd be happy to. Now, you notice Mickey and Martino have no problem with polar bears talking. You have no problem with polar bears talking, and you have no problem with anything. Now, you know, yes, Mickey, you know, you could have just said, hey, you're beautiful, I'm coming up there, and just float right up there. Why not? Float right up to the Mama Polar Bear and say, Mama Polar Bear, you are really a big girl. You're a big lady. Wow-wee. Man, oh man, oh man. How do you like living up here? Oh, I don't know anything else. This is a good place to live. Are you happy? Oh, yes, I'm very happy. This is my home. I dive under the water and I get creatures to eat and bring them up for my family. And yes, it's a lovely place to be. Oh, my goodness sakes. Golly, this is wonderful. Golly, golly, golly. What a wonderful place to be. And so Mickey and Martino look around, and Martino puts his hand in front of his mouth and yawns, and he says, oh, I'm tired. And he remembers that he just got started with his good night's sleep. And he says, Mr. Candle, can we come back another night to go visiting things too? And I said, every night, Martino, every night, I come to your bedside. When you light the candle, I'm there. And we do all sorts of wonderful adventures. So don't ever forget to light the candle at your bedside, because that's me visiting with you, telling you stories of children all over the world and the wonderful things they do. Your thought can take you anywhere and do anything you want. Oh boy, oh boy. Hey, look at that. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming into your bedroom. Whoa, I don't want to leave the North Pole. Well, it's time to go to bed now. And so, now you crawl in your beds. Well, I'm sleeping on the floor. That's fine. Sleep on the floor, Martino. That's very good. All intelligent people sleep on the floor. So, you just go right ahead and have a good night's sleep and be ready for the dreams that you're going to have. Because when Mr. Sandman drops pixie dust on you, you're going to dream the happiest dreams you could ever imagine. So until next time, this is Mr. Candle speaking. And just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.